You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello, 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 and happy sunny Thursday, and welcome to Beats and Eats. I'm your host, Nicole, and each week I'm here on Thursday afternoons from 1 to 2 playing dope beats and chatting with dope people who are doing amazing things. And, of course, we chat about food a lot on this show. I hope you guys are well. I hope you are enjoying the sunshine. We are going to get some really gorgeous temperatures over the next few days rolling into the weekend. So I hope you have some things planned and you're going to get out there and just enjoy that sun. I am so looking forward to it. If you are listening and want to send a text for a shout out during the show, you know, send it to 778-782-2573. And today on this show, I have an interview with Calgary artist Bit Was Here, and I'll be playing some of their music along with some music from London-born, Maryland-raised, Brooklyn-based DJ, songwriter, and producer Bad Colors. I mentioned Bad Colors last week and wanted to play some of their tracks but ran out of time. So today I'm going to play a lot from them as well. But before I get into an interview, I do want to share some information about a food event that is happening at SFU Burnaby campus next week. The SFU Student Services is celebrating Juneteenth, featuring fresh produce from Embark Learning Gardens at the Next Community Kitchen. So you'll be able to explore, taste, and celebrate the rich flavors and stories that define African and Caribbean culture. There will be delicious food, and you'll learn the history and traditions that shape this incredible culinary heritage of African American cuisine. So it's happening on Thursday, June 18th. It goes from 5 to 8 p.m., and it's going to be taking place at the Sub Community Kitchen that is in room 2125. I will definitely include a link to RSVP in today's show notes. And from what I gather, it is free. So just wanted to share that. It looks like a really, really awesome event. So now I want to share my conversation with Bit Was Here. Let us take a listen. This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM, and I'm here with Calgary artist Bit Was Here. As many of you know, I lived in Calgary for a really long time, so I loved chatting with artists from Cowtown. And I am really excited about my guest today because I stumbled on their album Somewhere the Stars Align in the CJSF Digital Library a few weeks back, and I played one of my now fave tracks off of their album. The track is called I'm Sorry Woman. I am definitely going to be playing that later on in the show. So Bit Was Here, thank you so much for joining me. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you for the kind words.
Oh my gosh, no worries at all. I am highly encouraging people to check out this album because I think it's pretty fantastic. But for those who don't know or haven't heard about you before, can you explain your sound? How would you describe it?
My sound is kind of like a mix of kind of whatever I want to do. Like when I was first getting started around 6 years ago, I would just be making like generic music because I thought that was kind of funny, you know, just have Bit Was Here as a name, like literally like a graffiti tag because yeah. I was doing graffiti and stuff. But I've started to experiment more with experimental music because I don't want to be held by like music standards because yeah. like my music is kind of, I want to do what I want, you know?
Yes, I do. And I love that. I love it because throughout the album, there's other tracks that I really quite love, but I do love that there's so much of a difference between each of the tracks on the album. Is there a track on the album that is one of your favorites?
To be honest with you, this is probably not a response people say, but at first I hated the whole album because I spent probably like a month trying to figure out the track list, and then I started putting together the songs, and then I kept playing it and I was like, this is kind of not my thing, because I was liking the song, but I was like too busy thinking about what other people would like.
Right.
And then I released it, and then Bandcamp, it went kind of crazy on Bandcamp, and I started getting a lot of feedback from people saying, oh, this is kind of like 80s IDM, Aphex Twin, Boards of Canada, etc. But my favorite song is Effects of Drugs and Its Effect on Memory Loss and Cognitive Function.
Listen, I just might be playing that later on in the show, guys. can you share what it was like for your journey being an artist? Like, how has this journey been for you?
It hasn't been smooth, to be honest, but hey, I don't think it's supposed to be smooth.
Right.
So I started out kind of making beats when I was 14, I guess. That was way before I adopted the Bit Was Here name. And then my first song, I think I released 2020. I was just bored and I released it. And then I started like experimenting with the name a bit, because Bit is kind of like, there's probably thousands of people named Bit.
Right.
But there's only one Bit Was Here, I guess.
Yeah.
And then like my older stuff used to be like, probably like I experimented a lot with drum and bass back then, a lot of like more stuff you'd hear in a club, like Brawl and stuff. But in this kind of weird 2022 phase, I guess, I started like producing a lot. That's kind of where I got my notoriety.
Okay.
Because I started doing a bit more rap stuff, but that probably didn't go well, because most of my songs, like my streams aren't good, but like I produce songs with like a lot of notoriety, I guess.
Right.
And then 2023 was like the era where I kind of wanted to establish a legacy, I guess, because 2021 was kind of like the starting year. 22 was kind of like, okay, is this where I want to go with the music? Is this where I want to go with the music? And then also one of my peers died. So that was kind of a big hit on me, because he was like kind of a mentor, and you can kind of hear his influence in some of my older stuff, because he was an underground producer. So, yeah. And then 24 was kind of my start of the experimental journey, because I remember 24, I guess I released like two songs.
Yeah.
And like, I think I didn't release an album, or yeah, I did release an album that year, my bad. somewhere. I released a follow-up to Bored at a Rave, which is kind of like starting to get experimental. So it's kind of like a mix of what I wanted to hear. Like, I just started taking the album seriously, because I was releasing EPs and stuff. Like, I think 2022, I had like two different EPs, and I scrapped an album then. But 24, I started like putting my foot in the ground, like, hey, this is probably what I'm going to be known for.
Yeah.
Because I want to go, I don't want to go off track, but like, I remember like I was really frustrated because I used to do street art.
Yeah.
And like, I was like way more known for my street art than my music. Like, my street art page to this day has more followers than my actual account. So I was kind of like disappointed with my music, because I was I was putting myself to a standard that a lot of starting musicians shouldn't put themselves up to, because a lot of people, I think, want more like mainstream attention. But for every mainstream artist, there's five big cult artists. Like, for example, I mentioned Aphex Twin, but he's kind of like borderline mainstream and underground, because he's like, you hear of him in the media, but like, if he drops an album, like, you won't hear people like hyping it up as much as, say, a Drake album or something like that.
And speaking of albums, can you tell me, like, what was your vision or inspiration, if you had one, for Somewhere the Stars Align?
Somewhere the Stars Align is, might be a spoiler, but it's the beginning of the trilogy I'm starting. It's basically, it tells a story of a troll, which is basically me, like an internet obsessed person wearing a mask. The cover art for it is kind of like, I took a photo of my friend. I like edited so much, like, I've learned so much AI. Like, I was looking at AI cross images and I was trying to get it to look pretty AI. So I was like in Photoshop trying to make the face look all stupid and stuff. Like, because AI kind of, you can kind of tell when you do an AI
You
face.
can, yeah, true.
So I wanted to kind of like make it like look like a mask, something artificial that represents a persona you want to have. Because like, you wouldn't go on the internet with your real face, so kind of like a persona. And then the second installment is a apoptosis, which is programmed cell death. It's kind of it's a biological term, which basically the process of cell committing suicide. So this it's like self-suicide of the cell, or I said self-suicide, my bad. But a cell recognizes it's damaged and it like kills itself for the benefit of the other cells. So Somewhere the Stars Line is basically the realizing of the persona. Like, the Bit Was Here character is kind of like realizing that like they're one in a million, you know? And like, they're kind of not going anywhere. Programmed cell death is kind of the existential crisis and my upcoming album. I'm not gonna say like a specific date for it, because I said it was gonna come out in March and people are telling me, where is it? So
It's coming soon.
my coming soon. But it's called Rest in Peace Bit, or RIP Bit.
Oh,
It
okay.
basically is the story of like, how can I describe it? Like, the death of a persona. So if Somewhere the Stars Align is the realization, programmed cell death is kind of like the existential crisis, and Rest in Peace Bit is kind of like the death of the persona. So it has like a lot of themes on there that I've been working on to try to get it. I've been trying to develop this album so that when I release it, it's like I'm kind of proud of it. Because I know it's kind of weird to not be proud of your work, but I kind of wanna this to be like my album. I can say, yeah, I released that. Like, I don't want it to be like something I have to like hide, you know?
I feel you completely, completely feel you on that. For somebody who is listening and, considering getting into the music game, whether being a producer, maybe a musician of some sort, creative, maybe even just being a creative and embarking on like a project or something, what advice do you have?
I have two pieces of advice. One, be ready for anything.
Because
there are probably years that will go on where you get absolutely no streams or just local attention. And with local attention, like, those are going to be your big connections. So don't neglect your local viewers or your local listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Because nowadays I realize that my local listeners are kind of like what makes up a majority of me. Because
mm-hmm.
I did a show like back in 2025. And normally when I do shows, it's just I will just stop or drop off myself at, or what's it called? I'll just pop into one of my friend sets and I'll be a guest there. But this was like one of my shows that I was like the main event
of this.
And I was like, oh, no one's going to show up. And like probably 20 people were there. And like they were listening to me. That was like such a powerful experience to see people like, hey, I made this and people are listening to this.
Mm.
It's such a powerful feeling to have like people who will back you up on what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't feel like it's going to waste.
Mm-hmm.
My second piece of advice is don't rush. Like, don't rush your album process, your creative process. Just don't rush your process. Because if you put something that's late is better than something that sounds like it shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Like, you should be 100%. Like, you should feel like this is directed towards you. Like, if you wouldn't consume that piece of media, then it shouldn't be something you're making. Like, don't force yourself to make something other people like.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you're a director and you like art pieces or art films. Don't make an action film, make a short film. Like, don't force yourself to do something that will kind of, don't force yourself to cater to a bigger audience than what you are comfortable with. Because even a small audience, if they're loyal, is better than millions of people kind of expecting one thing out of you. And if you fail to deliver that, they leave. So
sure.
Just focus on getting like a loyal fan base. Make sure you're consistent. And make sure you're putting your heart into it, basically.
I couldn't agree with you more. Love that. Very, very incredible tips from Bit Was Here. I mentioned at the beginning when I started our conversation that I lived in Calgary for quite some time. And I'm curious, what has it been like to be an artist in Calgary?
Calgary's, I think, one of the most incredible cities in Canada for music.
It is.
Besides Montreal or like Vancouver also has a very good scene. I think those are the top three. And then Calgary's kind of known for their punk scene.
Yeah.
Like you can go every Friday and find a punk show. There are people who will be doing punk shows even on a Wednesday. Like under the underground warehouse scene is still there. Like there are, in Calgary, you don't need a venue to do a show. Like, and I think Loophole is a very good venue because they're very like they mess with us, like not mess with us in a bad way, but they encourage us, you know.
Yeah. They they're welcoming of you. I love that. And I love that you said that because I know Calgary doesn't always get the best rep, but when it does come to music and the art scene, it is pretty top tier. So I love that you were able to share that. Now you did mention doing a show in like 2025. Do you have any upcoming shows this year?
Right now, I'm kind of like I'm not really booking shows, so I'm kind of like focusing on myself, you know, but I'll be posted if there's anything, so
awesome.
Don't be scared if you want to see me live or something.
Love,
there will be
love
a time.
Love that. Now, I'm already coming to almost the end of our conversation, but because our chat is going to air on my show, Beats and Eats, on this show, I do talk about food a lot, and I talk about like what our favorite things to eat, or maybe like our fave restaurants or like food spots. Are you a cook, first and foremost? Do you cook at all?
I cook, yeah.
What?
I think majority of my meals are home cooked.
Oh my gosh, what do you love to make?
Basically, I know this is very vague, but just anything. Like anything I'll try to make.
Oh, that's
but
awesome.
I think my specialty is probably anything with meat in it, I guess.
Yeah, no, I'm down for that. Listen, I'm making jerk chicken wings right now as we speak, so I love to hear that.
Jerk chicken sounds pretty nice.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of Jamaican places in Calgary. Like,
no,
I think there's one at the farmer's market and then kind of a hidden one in Marlboro Mall.
Yes, there is. But yeah, there's not a lot. So that is what I'm personally cooking up. But I love to hear that you cook. That is so awesome. My next question is, like, if somebody wanted to connect with you online, what ways could they do that?
I think my Instagram or Bandcamp, those are my main two.
Awesome. And what I will do, listeners, is I am going to be putting the link to Bandcamp as well as Bit was here on Instagram. So it's going to be super, super easy for you to connect. And before I let you go, is there anything that maybe we didn't chat about that you want to share?
I would like to thank you for pronouncing my name correctly.
Oh.
I know it's kind of stupid, but I've heard people say like Bitwasher or Bitwasher. So thank you for that.
Oh, no worries.
Thank you also for having me on your show.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. I'm like, honestly, I'm going to be playing a couple tracks, you know, once we stop talking and get into it. And I really hope that more people discover your sound.
Thank you very much.
So welcome. And thank you, everybody, for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello, hello, hello. And that was my conversation with Bit was here. Spitting lots of gems, guys. Spitting lots of gems. But now we're going to get into some of their music. I am going to play a bunch of tracks, more than a couple, off of the album Somewhere the Stars Align. And I'm going to start off the set with the song that got me vibing so much that I reached out for an interview, and that is I'm Sorry Woman. And then we are going to end with a Bit Was Here favorite, which is Effects of Drugs and Memory Loss That Comes Along With It. So let's get into some music.